This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Jonathan, I feel like I'm already warmed up for you because we were doing a Constitution weekend here with my good buddy Michael Badnarik, and he was the candidate for president in 2004 for the Libertarian Party. And this guy, he loves liberty. So we are fired up and ready to do some sacred fire of liberty today.
Well, that sounds good. Let's get it going, Robert.
Yeah, so first up, and of course Cheryl Chumley's rejoining us here in just a moment, but we talk about, obviously, still election season. It's ramping up further. Secretary of State Clinton seemingly skated on other issues, but could this one do her in? The fact that she gave favors through the Clinton Foundation, very improper, and people have done less and got thrown out of government, even indicted and imprisoned.
Well, this is true, Robert. Well, you know, the question is, how do you spell corruption? And I think we should be spelling corruption C-L-I-N-T-O-N, because Hillary Clinton first of all, let's understand who Hillary Clinton is and who Bill Clinton are. These are lawyers. They came out of Yale Law School. They were trained, as all lawyers are in law school, of legal ethics. One of the primary principles of legal ethics that you learn in law school is conflict of interest law and the necessity of avoiding conflicts of interest, and the impropriety when in government service of having even the appearance of impropriety present based on your own conflicting financial interests. And in this case, we've got the Clinton Foundation, which is relying on donations from foreign companies and individuals and countries through individuals, to the tune of some $2 billion over the course of Hillary Clinton's term as Secretary of State. And time and again, money is given, and then in response, these individuals either gain access to the Secretary of State or to her senior staff, or they get special favors. A Canadian billionaire gave $500 million to the Clinton Foundation. Can you imagine that, $500 million?
Wow.
And he obtained lucrative rights in Colombia along the coastline in ecologically sensitive areas to exploit them for mining. That was only possible because there was a meeting with that billionaire and the president of Colombia at which Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were present. The connections and ties and common temporal association between the contributions and so on are great and may even state a basis for prosecution for conflicts of interest. But at a minimum, we must remember that as lawyers, they appreciate that these conflicts of interest raise at a minimum an appearance of impropriety. And when they go into government service, they agree to divest themselves of any conflicts of interest. So Hillary Clinton went into the State Department and did not. I'll give you a comparable example of what happens to people who are in government service who don't have the political stature and clout that Clinton had, and therefore she's above the law in a nation that's supposed to be bound by the rule of law, and no one is supposed to be above the law. But anyway, Lester Crawford, who is the commissioner of the FDA, his wife had stock interests in food and pharmaceutical companies. And when he completed his conflict of interest forms, much like Hillary Clinton, Lester Crawford said he had no conflicts. Hillary Clinton maintains this day she had no conflicts. But the fact that his wife had the stock ownership interest in regulated entities that were before the FDA resulted in a FBI investigation. And they determined there was a conflict of interest, and they determined that his statement on those forms that he had no conflict was a false statement to the federal government. And he was brought up on charges for violating the conflict of interest laws and the making false statements to the government. And he resigned as commissioner of the FDA, and he was fined in a settlement agreement, plea bargain, and paid the money and suffered the consequence. But what has come of Hillary Clinton, and why is there a double standard, and why is not Hillary Clinton being scrutinized for these relationships between Cheryl Mills, Huma mm-hmm. Abedin, the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? They are husband and wife, and we ordinarily attribute the interests of the husband to the wife. Why is it that Hillary mm-hmm. gets special treatment? Why is it that she gets to break the law or be above the law or have an appearance of impropriety and not have to account for it?
Well, it's a good question, and Cheryl Chumbly is with us now, and as an investigative journalist as well, maybe you can figure this out for us. And you know, even if there are so-called political divides, and you know, there's a liberal and conservative agendas and things like this, even those that are on the left, I have yet to meet someone who says Hillary Clinton is an honest woman, and this only takes it to another level, Cheryl.
That's a good point. Nobody does come forward and insist that Hillary is honest. The best case scenario is they dodge the issue. But Clinton's allowed to get by with this because the media is in the camp of the Democrats. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. If this were a Republican candidate, if this were Trump, the media would be all over it. You know, the gist of this is while Clinton was Secretary of State, her foundation did dealings with several, I think there were seven governments, some of them not even friendly to America. We're talking about Qatar, Oman, and Kuwait, where there could have been some serious conflicts of interest on foreign policy to America. And then there was also found that her aides received paychecks from the very foundation that she headed up. Cheryl Mills, like Jonathan was saying, Huma Abedin, and I think Douglas Band, another aide. So these are serious issues that are being glossed over largely because the media's inattention. If this was another candidate, then we would be all over this as a country, as a media. But even the liberal Boston Globe has come forward to some credit for it. And this week, I think it said that Hillary Clinton, the foundation ought to stop accepting overseas donations if Hillary Clinton becomes president. So at least that's some awakening to the issue.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, can you set us up like a charitable foundation that we can give to ourselves to the extent that the Clintons have?
I could do it, but I would never do it because I just, you know, one of the things that's amazing, Robert, is just how corrupt the Clintons are, really. And the corruption goes back all the way to the beginning of public service for Bill Clinton as Attorney General of the state of Arkansas. And Hillary Clinton then, before 1974, she was right out of law school, hired to be on the Watergate Inquiry Committee in the House Judiciary Committee. And was a young lawyer and worked there for a short time and then left there and went to Arkansas and became the director of the legal aid clinic at the University of Arkansas Law School. And in that position, she was asked to represent a criminal defendant. And the criminal defendant happened to be a 41-year-old who had raped, very brutally raped, a 12-year-old girl. And Hillary agreed to represent the rapist. And in the course of representing the rapist, she executed an affidavit in defense of the rapist, where she personally attested to facts and circumstances. And though in that affidavit, she attacked the character of the 12-year-old girl and said that the 12-year-old girl fantasized about having a relationship with older men.
Wow.
There's no factual evidence to support this. She purposefully destroyed the character of a child, using that to her advantage in defense of a person who committed a very heinous rape.
This is not a champion for women. She's put out to be a champion for women. This is disgusting.
Now, she is interviewed by a journalist in Arkansas named Reed, and he recorded the interview, and that recording has been made public. And in the course of the interview, Hillary Clinton commits legal ethical violations by saying to the, and also establishes something that is astounding, and that is she states in the interview that she thought that her opinion of a lie detector test went down because her own client had passed the lie detector test. And then she laughs. So in other words, she knew that her client was guilty. She represented a person she knew actually committed the rape. She chose to destroy the character of a 12-year-old girl. And she then also chose to work diligently in the case to get what would have been a 30-year prison sentence reduced to a year with 2 months' time accepted as served while he waited for trial. And they agreed to a plea. Based on her submissions of evidence and her argument in his favor, even though she knew he was guilty of the offense. Never once did she experience remorse. Never once did she apologize to this 12-year-old girl who's now a grown woman who has borne this scar for her entire life. In fact, the rape was so brutal that this woman is incapable of having a child. And yet, she professes herself to be the champion of the rights of women and children.
Right.
The hypocrisy couldn't be greater.
No, and then, you know, on top of that, has enabled her husband's behavior, a known, well, we don't even have to go into Bill Clinton, do we? But clearly, the made-up Hillary Clinton ain't real. And the question is, who doesn't see through it? And that's why I think it could be a landslide this November. But, of course, the mainstream media wants you to believe something else. We'll talk about Trump's change in his campaign leadership when we come back with Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan E. Moore after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Up at robertscottbell.com. And yesterday I was vindicated again, guys. We got Norm Singleton coming up a little later. We got Cheryl Chumley and, of course, Jonathan Emord. You know, I had said the one, I was trying to find one silver lining, right? If Hillary becomes president, what could I find? I have to find one thing that could be good. And I said, well, likely Texas would secede from the nation. And that might start, you know, a new revolution. And people laughed at me. And then I see this poll came out like the other day that said 3 out of 5 people who support Trump would support Texas secession in Texas should Hillary become president. So I'm on to something here, folks. I'm on to something.
Yeah, I think so. I think Trump has created this wave. He's representing Americans' frustration with the status quo. And seriously, there actually have been votes in Texas, I believe, at local levels of government about the idea of secession.
Yeah, I think, and again, the right of secession, I mean, established in what? The foundational document, the Declaration of Independence. Those say, well, that was resolved in the Civil War. No, there was a war and the South lost, but that didn't change the Declaration and international law and the law of nations and all of those things. Now, I don't want to get into a discussion of that right now. I do want to get both of your insights if we have a few minutes together, Cheryl especially right now. The change in the campaign leadership for Trump, is this going to make a difference? Will this change Trump, or is Trump just hell-bent to do, I'm doing what Trump wants to do?
Well, I think Trump is always going to be Trump. I don't think he's ever going to become that candidate that reads from, you know, a prepared speech and so forth. But I think the message that he's sending, he's hired Breitbart's CEO, Stephen Bannon. He's hired the pollster and GOP strategist Kellyanne Conway now to be his campaign manager. Paul Manafort is still on the campaign executive side, but now he's kind of sharing it with Breitbart CEO. So I think the message he's sending is that, you know, he's steering away from the establishment once again, because Breitbart is certainly not within the mainstream media. It's always been a bit more independent voice. And Trump, you know, loves to control the news cycle. So he's definitely reaching out to that type of, you know, readership. But he's also giving the message that he's willing to change to have his message toned down a little bit by those who have expertise doing that. But I don't think he's willing to turn to the RNC and Rice Priebus to, you know, get his speeches prepared for him.
Mm. Jonathan, what do you think as far as the trend for the Trump campaign? Of course, the mainstream media is never going to be friendly to him. We know that. But in terms of reaching out and broadening his base.
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton is a target-rich environment. You just have to stay on message and hit her at each of the weak points and hammer away. Women need to hear about the story I just told you about a 12-year-old girl and Hillary Clinton, what she did that actually ruined this woman's life. Is that a woman who's sincere when she says that she always protects the interests of women and children? The poor need to hear the message that Hillary Clinton's tax program will destroy the engine of economic growth in this country, which already is moving along at a 1.2% GDP. And unless we have an expansion of that GDP to the 3 to 5% zone, we're not going to see any major improvement in employment such that those who are unemployed and those who are underemployed can have any hope of that. The you know, each of these sectors that is affected by overregulation needs to hear that that overregulation is going to be put on steroids if Hillary Clinton is elected, and precisely how that is. They need to hammer away at the constituencies that have an interest in avoiding the very calamity that will come from Hillary Clinton. And we need to address these issues of character where Hillary Clinton has abused the public trust and has used government to feather her own nest and that of her husband. And that needs to be explained in detail. It needs to be supplied to the constituencies out there that have a keen interest in receiving that information. That's the way to turn this and to get this to, in a better position. Unfortunately, by August, as we are in now mid-August, to see a change in 10 percentage points, a shift in national polling figures, ain't an easy task at all. And so, you know, when you're this close to the November election, so yeah. They had better get to it, because there really is no time to spare.
Cheryl, it sounds like the mirror principle. Everywhere Hillary goes, hold up a mirror to her. Eventually she'll turn to stone.
That'd be great. It would work.
I'm thinking. Well, Cheryl, always great to have you on board. We'll look forward already next week for the next Sacred Fire of Liberty for Cheryl Chumley. We've got her linked up in the show notes. Just click on her name. It'll take you to her blog. And, of course, Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Coming back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Technically,
technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are posted at the website there, robertscottbell.com. And for your friends, you can press play right on the website now to listen to this live or the archive version a little later. If you missed Cheryl Chumley with us last half hour, great, great discussion with Jonathan E. Mort, of course. Sacred Fire of Liberty on tap. And Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty joins us now. Norm, welcome back. And we were just talking about the horrendous character of Hillary Clinton. And the question is, about the dissension within the Democratic ranks, the liberal leftist ranks, over, I guess, the enthusiasm gap. Because we don't see it in the mainstream media, the reporting on it, but I sense it when I talk to my friends on the left. It's like they're not thrilled with Hillary.
No, and the papers and the cable chat shows are full of talk about the Never Trumpers and the establishment, even establishment Republicans like Susan Collins, liberal Republicans, saying they're going to vote for the Libertarian Party, or Bill Kristol's latest third party or independent presidential candidate. But you don't see all that talk about the Bernie Sanders supporters who are going to the Green Party, and Jill Stein, and the fact that there is kind of a sense among liberals that she needs to win because she's not Trump, and she needs to win to protect and expand President Obama's legacy. But it's not really about her. And I would imagine that if you gave truth serum to a lot of leading progressives, they would say two things. One, yeah, I really don't like her. I think she's flawed as a political figure and as a candidate and as a potential president. But the Clintons put an iron grip on the party that Barack Obama was able to break in 08. We didn't have a Barack Obama this year. And secondly, they would say, thank God for the disarray and dissatisfaction and the occasional tendency of the Republican candidate to make, shall we say, in politic statements and to fail to do what is necessary to make the election a referendum on Hillary, because that's the only way, that we're going to win this election. I mean, literally, if she wins, it's going to be because the election became about what firestorm Donald Trump created in the last month, not about how he made the case that Hillary Clinton's record going back to the 70s, to her days as in the Watergate hearing, shows that she is unfit for the presidency.
Norm, I have to say how much I miss Ron Paul right now. Not that I don't ever, but you know what I'm saying? Where's the discussion of principle? Because we just discussed last half hour, Trump's main ticket to the White House is if he keeps the focus on Hillary. And Hillary's main focus to the White House is if she keeps the focus on Trump. It's like, wow, what a fascinating journey we're on politically, Jonathan. I mean, where's the discussion of principle?
Well, it's tragic, and it's a sorry situation. But out of worse situations, we have risen and triumphed, and I'm hopeful that'll happen again. If anything, if it all turns for naught, and we don't have a person in the White House who will dismantle the welfare state and dismantle Obamacare and, you know, defend Americans' interests, we will, among ourselves, those of us who believe in liberty and free enterprise and limited government, will in fact be stronger and more unified than ever before. And that's the downside risk. On the upside, if we are successful and Hillary Clinton does not become president of the United States, then we'll fight internally to make sure that the movement lives in legislation that might be able to be passed because of a Republican president. But you know, it's tragic when you think, in the case of Hillary Clinton, you got a person who spent since the 1970s. Her life with Bill Clinton, engaged in acts of public corruption, got away with it. And you're going to have that the most corrupt person to ever hold the office of president of the United States.
Yeah, and so much of it is out there and dismissed. I mean, I think that's the really sad thing about the Clintons, is that if you look at their history, there's been a lot of times where other Democrats and progressives have come forward and said, and basically said, yeah, they're crooked, they're shady. Bill's treatment of women is horrible, and Hillary's enabling of that and covering it up does give the stench of hypocrisy to all her claims of being a feminist. But what are you going to do? I'm Team Blue, and there are leaders, and even President Obama, by putting her in the cabinet. And I remember at the time, Doris Kearns Goodwin had the book The Team of Rivals, talking about how Lincoln filled his cabinet with his political opponents, and said this was Obama following in Lincoln's footsteps. Well, I'm not sure about this, but I'm going to guess that Lincoln never filled the cabinet with people who he thought or he knew had a history of corruption like the Clintons did.
Well, we could always run on Obamacare, right, if we're Hillary, the success of Obamacare, because that's not collapsing.
Well, remember, interestingly enough, in 08, one of the big divides or big issues in the primary was Hillary's health care plan. And I think this was part of the original Hillary care in 93, had the individual mandate. Obama ran against it. And then Obama was basically, as president, was shown that you can't make the hybrid quasi-free market, quasi-governmental hybrid that was Obamacare work without the individual mandate. And when I say quasi-free market, I mean I'm talking from the standpoint of the left, because it did allow private companies to engage in profit. So it's actually a corporatist system that's imploding now. This week we saw Aetna withdraw, the large insurance company, from the health insurance exchanges, and there's more and more insurance companies withdrawing. Part of that is because of the Republican takeover. The Senate dashed any hopes that the Congress would ever appropriate money to bail out the losing insurance companies. And now they're seeing the bet they made with Obama is turning out to be a sucker's and a losing bet. And I'm surprised that we don't see more of this talk out on the campaign trail, that we don't have Hillary out vigorously defending the system, blaming the Republican Congress for not working to fix it, and saying that she's going to do whatever she can to build on.
I think it's a losing argument. I think she knows it, or her advisors know it, that even the people, the small percentage of the people, the poorest among us, who benefit because they're completely subsidized. The fact is, the average folks that were sold that they could keep their doctor, that their rates wouldn't go up, have all been shown that this was absolutely not the case. And I believe the whole system was designed to fail because there's a larger scheme at play to move toward a Bernie socialized system, even though they call it a single payer. But that's been in that direction for 50 years.
That is all true. But I think that it's important to remember that for the poorest people, they don't really get, it's not really a good system for them. It's very much a subpar healthcare system.
Right.
And it's a very weak system. It's getting tougher for them to even find a doctor.
I've argued that the system is completely horrendous for the poorest of the poor, because they're not suffering from drug deficiencies like Hillary believes everything is, or Obama believes. They're suffering from nutrient deficiencies. They're suffering from a lack of real food, clean food
right,
that's local. And that's not something I hear from many of our politicians on either side of the aisle, although I would tend to believe the Republicans would support more independence in terms of taking care of our health and more freedom in terms of being able to choose doctors of all kinds, not just one kind.
Yeah.
And Jonathan,
that's,
you know,
right,
what I'm talking about big time there.
Yeah, and you know, a part of this equation that we haven't talked about, but that is enormously problematic, is that when you have HHS and you have the Food and Drug Administration and the instrumentalities of the administrative state promulgating regulations with wild abandon, vastly expanding the scope of legislation to do what Congress never authorized be done, in order to fulfill the administration's quest towards achieving the objectives of the administration, Congress bar none. We have the total destruction of the Constitution, system of checks and balances, limited government, and the rise ever greater of the bureaucratic oligarchy and the control of government by unelected heads of agencies who make almost all of the laws and engage in almost all of the enforcement activity. And they're unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, and the American people. So the game is increasingly one where we are no longer playing based on the constitutional system. We have instead an administrative state, an administrative welfare state, an administrative regulatory state that operates on autopilot and under the influence of unelected heads, and we have no say-so in it. So you can't call that a republic. You can't call that democracy. You can't call that anything but oligarchy. And it then becomes easier, I think, to understand how it is that the press could be so jaded, how it is that, you know, a candidate like Hillary Clinton can get away with not ever answering for a press conference. This is an unprecedented stretch where a candidate has not even had a national press conference or responded to any serious inquiries from the media.
Yeah, and as Jonathan continues to battle the oligarchy from within the district there through the courts, do we see other rightful remedies? Once again, I bring up the 10th Amendment and nullification as a viable path forward. Could it be? We'll talk more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird! It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Tell you what, I thoroughly enjoy every time Jonathan Ebord and I get together with Norm Singleton as well. And the things we discuss even off the air, I tell you, I wish we should open the mics up, but then the sponsors would not be pleased. On Drudge headline, iRansom. They're saying now Obama administration admits it was cash for prisoners. That's another not big surprise, I suppose, but more evidence of the incompetence of the Obama administration. Norm, I know you wanted to mention the passing of John McLaughlin, the McLaughlin report.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said on the blog, it was a sad day for political junkies, and it's another example of how this year really has been a bad year in terms of icons. In all fields, passing just a few weeks ago, you and I were talking about the great Jerry Doyle, and now
yes.
John McLaughlin, who was a pioneer in TV talk. I know not a lot of people will say not necessarily for the good, but his show revolutionized political talk shows by bringing an element of humor and combativeness there. But unlike a lot of what has followed in its wake, I think what made the McLaughlin Group special was it wasn't just that it was a yelling match. It was also that there was always, I think, a sense of intellectual seriousness, a sense of challenging conventional, a willingness among the McLaughlin occurs among his panelists to challenge conventional wisdom, challenge the left-right paradigm, and also, a sense of fun, and I always had a sense that you don't get from a lot of debate shows that beneath all the yelling and bickering and sometimes bickering, you got the sense that these people actually liked each other, they respected each other's intellect, and that it was as much fun for Pat Buchanan and Ellen McCliff to battle back and forth with McLaughlin as the referee slash ringmaster as it was for the audience at home to watch it. And I think that his McLaughlin showing that politics can be fun, I think it, you know, it's been kind of warped in some ways by our modern culture, but I think it's still a positive way because it, I think he did help get a lot more people tuned in to serious political discussion.
Jonathan, did you ever appear on any of those shows like McLaughlin Report over the years? I mean, you've been at it in that realm and connected to a lot of folks.
No, I never appeared on his show. I am a fan, and I thought that, you know, he was viewed as sort of a curmudgeon. He was kind of an abrasive personality, but the abrasiveness was superficial in the sense that he used that as a catalyst to serious discussion, as Norm's talking about, and right. He had a sense of humor, and he really did respect all of the people on the program, the ones that were conservative and the ones that were liberal, and he ensured a fair opportunity for each, while at the same time ensuring that his viewpoint was made known in a very concise manner. He didn't monopolize the program. He served as the moderator, and he got the issues aired. Many times issues that are only superficially discussed in other media, he was able to get very serious intellectual positions articulated well on those issues. So he was an icon and an enormous compliment to good journalism. And it's a sad day whenever you see someone of that caliber. There are precious few people like that in journalism. And when someone of his caliber goes, it's a real loss for the whole country.
All right. Well, something to celebrate before we finish the hour here, Norm. There's a birthday coming up. Everybody should know about.
Yes. This weekend is Dr. Ron Paul's 81st birthday. There was several big celebrations last year for his 80th birthday, and it's great that he's still out there. You know, I just talked to him the other day, and he's still making plans to do things to advance liberty. We have his son and others in the Congress carrying on his political legacy, and whole generations learning the ideas of liberty and doing what they can to follow them, and plus
beautiful.
All of us here. So.
All right, Norm. Well, we're out of time for this hour, and I appreciate it. Happy birthday, Ron Paul, a couple of days in advance. Jonathan, thank you so much. Norm, thank you as well. Next week, we'll be back with more, and I head to the ANMA. But in the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content?
content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.